Part of the idea is that when I get this concept of what God should do, there's no room for God in that concept. Because when I conceive what God should be doing or not be doing in other areas of my life, now how can God get in there? Because I'm the power for that situation now. And then I wonder why things don't change. So the minute I lock up, it's all these ideas that come from old places. And you see, it's so convoluted and so confusing and strings from all these things string together to formulate one thing, that I need to discover what defiance is. And defiance is to stay that I've been struck by a thunderbolt of sobriety, but all the other areas, God has not entered into my life. How can God enter into my life when I'm the authority telling God how to enter into my life? And how do I really know that God is not there if I haven't really come to believe that God is there? If I haven't made a decision to trust that God is there? Sort of like the same trust that I have on electricity when I hit a light switch. I never wonder if the light's going to turn on. I hit the light switch and I know what's going to turn on. The same thing was with a power greater than any human power. And so part of my defiance is now I'm telling God how to enter into my life, or I'm telling God how God has not entered into my life. There is no room for God there. There is only room for me and my opinion. It's just another form of defiance that the disease uses to block the entry of God into our lives.